101 Country KPNC. Sean in the morning with Senator Bill Coleman in studio. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Welcome to a new show we're going to start doing here.
Yeah, every weekday, at least for the next couple of weeks, at 9 o'clock, this is a very special feature, and it's something important in support of all of us going through this crisis, this pandemic, and the situation we're all in. We can use some positive support.
What I decided to do, Sean, is just do a daily devotional every morning at 9 o'clock right here on KPNC. And to do the devotional, I'd get various guests on. And we have our first person with the daily devotional, Senator George Young from Oklahoma City. Senator, good morning, neighbor. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Senator Coleman.
Are you doing good down in Oklahoma City? You staying safe?
Everything is going well. I'm above that age limit, so I'm sheltering in place as I have been instructed.
Well, good. Good for you, Senator. In case you didn't know, Sean, Senator Young is my neighbor on the Senate floor.
Oh, okay.
He sits to the right of me, and we've had a couple of conversations here and there. Senator, everybody's holding up good with your family and everything?
It's going well so far, Bill. How about you and yours?
We're doing good. We're doing good, Senator. Well, I decided that I would have a daily devotional every day, and I couldn't think of anybody better to say a prayer than Senator George Young. You said one in caucus last week, very powerful. And Senator Young, I'm just going to turn over the airwaves to you, sir, and let you say a prayer for everybody in the state of Oklahoma.
Thank you so much, Bill. Let's pray. Thank you, God. Yes, even in the midst of the trials and the tribulations, even in the midst of all of the pain and the sorrow, we say thank you because you are still God, and above you there is no other. We pray right now, God, that you would bless us to be good neighbors one to another. You would bless us, God, to remember all of the things that you've done for us, through us, around us, and about us, that we might be able to remember that your word said that we have not been given a spirit of prayer, of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. Help us to keep in mind the act of faith that not only we've exercised, but we've seen the results of your hand and your power. Now, God, help us through this as a state, as a country, and as a world. We know you can do it because, once again, you are God, and above you there is no other. We ask these comforting blessings in the name of Jesus, and in his name we pray. Amen.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Senator George Young. I appreciate that. You're a master craftsman, sir.
You and listen, praying continuously about all of this. Thank you so much for letting me kick this off. I pray this will be a very, very blessed event. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Young.
All right, Senator Young there from Oklahoma City. Wow. That was powerful.
So it's good.
Tomorrow there will be
my minister, Truman Ferguson of Woodlands Christian Church.
All right. Every morning, 9 o'clock, right here. It's the daily devotional on 101 Country KPNC. Bill, thank you so much.